I'm not going to dress it up. Turkeys are dumb. Really dumb.
You don't get it. They're fattening us up to eat us.
Hey, corn!
See you later, Reggie.
From the Academy Award-winning producer of Shrek.
We came to this farm for my favorite presidential tradition. Pardoning the Thanksgiving turkey.
And first we saw a fucking movie about some goddamn snail. Now it's about some goddamn turkeys. And it's just like, Jesus fucking Christ. What other animal? But the lone wolf. How about that? That'll be the next one. The squirrel.
But they've already made the lone wolf. It's called Balto, and it's actually a good movie.
I was about to say the owl, but then it was like the Legends of Guardian or whatever that shit. Owls of Kahoo, yeah.
I kind
of
like that movie, too.
So never mind. This is the only animal movie that sucked in.
Yeah. All right. We're going to have a lot to talk about today. People, we're talking about Free Birds. Otherwise, free yourself from going to see this movie and go see Ender's Game. Or, you know, just go see anything else instead this weekend. Just go see anything else. Because
damn, every time you say Free Birds, it just sounds like you're saying Freeburg and Seltzer. I'm like, oh my God, why am I?
Oh, how fitting, because this movie is just about as much quality as those.
God, I think I said this last week, but it's probably going to be the worst anime. This will be, I saw the film too, worst animated film of the year. And my God, did I was right.
Yeah, so let's run down a quick plot synopsis here.
There was a plot?
Oh yeah, there's a plot. There's a plot.
I mean, the plot didn't really go anywhere.
No, it didn't. But here's what it is, people. The movie begins with the President of the United States pardoning a turkey named Reggie. So, basically, he's like, hey, Reggie, you're not gonna die. You're actually gonna live a nice, healthy life, and you're not gonna have to worry about anything on Thanksgiving. In fact, we're gonna give you a comfortable life at Camp David, where you can enjoy pizza and watching, like, soap operas.
You see, you just said the magic word there, pizza. And before we started this, I've been thinking about, so what was the all-around conclusion of this whole plot? And then I thought about it, I was like, it was fucking pizza.
Yeah, because here's what happens. We then meet Jake, who is another bigger turkey, who is part of what's known as the... He's played by Woody Harrelson. He's known as a member of the Turkey Liberation Front. A front which is trying to stop turkeys from being eaten on Thanksgiving. So, what's their plan? After, oh god, I even forget the names now. After, Jake kidnaps Reggie, they decide to take a time machine into the first year that Thanksgiving was born. So instead of eating turkey, they'll eat something else. And if you can't figure out what it is, folks, it's pizza.
Okay, this whole underground layer of the time machine that the president had with the minions and shit.
Voiced by George Takei.
Which, it was funny because they ended the movie on a George Takei. Oh my. I said, oh my God. So I had to look it up and I was like, George Takei wasn't this movie, obviously. It had to be. I was just like, why did they end the movie on that?
Right. I mean, dude, you got a voice cast of Owen Wilson, Woody Harrelson, Amy Poehler, Dan Fogler, George Takei, Keith David, Jimmy Hayward, who's also the director, Carlos Akey, and, wait for it, Dwight Howard.
Yeah, I think I brought that up last week, too. Honestly, okay, the main character here is Owen Wilson, right? I had to think about that. I was just like, why'd they get him for a voice thing, first of all? I was like, I don't even like his voice, to be honest. I mean,
why? Because it's calming, and everything's going to be okay, all right? We're just going to get through this.
That sounded like my first problem. That was like my first problem with the movie. Then the second problem was, it seemed like they had a plot because the president had this underground lair with a time machine and evil minions, if you will, or whatever, and shit. And that never gets brought up ever again. So I was like, oh, okay, so what was the point of all that? Just show the president has some future lair here or shit or whatever? I mean, that really served no fucking purpose whatsoever. I mean, they didn't even have to even add that president shit in here. I was just like, Jesus
Christ. Right. And I said one of the voices was Jimmy Hayward. Jimmy Hayward also is the director of this project. You want to take some guesses on what Jimmy Hayward has also done?
Who was it, Jimmy Hayward? He was the president?
Yeah, he's also the director. You want to know what other films he's directed?
Directed? I would say he's directed Kidman. I know he's done Toy Story 1, right?
No, he was an animator on Toy Story 1.
Oh, okay. All right, he didn't direct it then. All right, so I don't know then. I don't know what he directed.
He is the director of Horton Hears a Who.
Oh, he's a director on that? Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's also one of two directors on Jonah Hex.
That's right, I did forget that. I remember
so we should have known what we were getting ourselves into.
So was that other female bird played by Megan Fox in?
No, it was played by Amy Poehler.
I'm sorry, none of the voices in here were unique at all. I heard everyone's voice, and I knew exactly what, like, animation films, they're supposed to take you out of the voice actors themselves, whatever, and I recognized everybody that was playing these voices. I was just like, that's Keith David. And I was like, I already know that. I don't know why. I was like, that's George Takei. That's Woody Harrelson. That's Owen Wilson. I was like, I kind of got a feel for everyone that's in here right now, and I really don't see where this plot is going. The plot is pretty much of Owen Wilson's character finding a family.
Right, and also trying to stop Thanksgiving.
You're right.
Right.
And he succeeds with that by giving them pizza instead.
Yeah. And honestly, people, what does it tell you? The best thing about this movie was a trailer beforehand that showed the trailer of Mr. Peabody and Sherman, where I was like, oh, that could be good. And then once the movie started, I was like, I don't care about this anymore.
Yeah. 5 minutes into it, I was like, yeah, I'm not liking these designs. It kind of looked crappy, actually, whatever. I mean, after seeing such wonderful animation in such as Monsters University, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, seeing
or this, something that came out last November, Rise of the Guardians.
Oh, yes, Paranorman. That's another one. Hell, I even give Madagascar 3. That looked gorgeous, too, whatever. This?
Not so much.
Not so much. Hey, Jinx.
Yeah, right. Well, you owe me a slice of pizza.
Oh, my God, dude. I saw this. I was like, wow, this is the most dumbed-down, kiddie-ass, stupid animated film I've seen in the past. God, what was the most... Just even generic looking. I mean, even Epic looked better than this shit. I was just like, wow, this shit looks horrible.
You know what animation. I thought? What's that Martian movie that came out last year with Brendan Fraser?
Oh, Escape from Planet Earth?
I thought this was the exact same team.
Oh, that was last year. I was about to say, wasn't that early? No, that was last year, yeah.
No. Let me tell you what this studio has done. They have done a bunch of direct-to-video sequels. Oh, they also did Everyone's Hero, if you ever heard of that.
Yeah, I've heard of that shit. That was horrible.
Yeah. The one that was originally directed by Christopher Reeve, and then he died, and then it was taken over by two schlucks.
You know what? I even gotta say Planes look better than this.
Don't say that.
Yeah, I do. The animation looked much better in Planes. There was shit in the background effects that I saw in this movie that I was looking at that like, wow, they didn't give a fuck about that.
Right. And... it's one of those things where this was only made for $50
million. $55
million.
And, which was $5 million more than Planes, and yet it still looked worse than Planes.
And it will probably make just as much money as Planes, because it looks like that's how much money it made in its first weekend, the same that Planes did.
Yeah, which I can understand, because I don't know about you, but my theater was filled with parents that had, like, babies and kids and shit. Like, first of all, I don't understand, because I got there, like, I didn't see the trailers or anything like that. I got in there pretty late or whatever. But when I was walking past the aisle or whatever, I saw, like, a bunch of parents in the front with no other but babies and strollers. And I was just like, what the fuck? You bring a baby in a stroller? Like, that baby can't even see the TV.
Right. I was like, oh, we're in for one of these. Okay. God so, damn it. Well, I couldn't, like, I was like, why do I have to wait 3 weeks for Frozen?
So that made me realize that if they have a baby with them, they're not taking the baby to see the film. They wanted to see this shit.
That's a good point.
I mean, because the baby is not, like, the baby stroller is not even facing the fucking screen, first of all, or whatever. So it's like, who did you bring?
I mean, like, look, this film's going to get destroyed next week when the Mighty Hammer gets struck down on the box office, but...
Yeah, but that's the only film coming out, so it's going to lose one spot, so...
Good point. I'm I just don't want to think about it.
Don't forget, Planes hung in there at number 5, and even Epic did too, and made his back whatever. So I mean,
oh my god, it's gonna happen again.
These animated films can sometimes shock you. I mean, the only animated, even Turbo made his budget back and wasn't even in the top 5 before.
Because here's the thing. Well, here's what happens. These films, like these little ones, like Epic and Planes, they come out when no other animated films are out, and they just sweep. Because of course, there's nothing else for kids to see. So, until Frozen comes out, this is going to keep making money.
And I guess I can say in nature that the film works for kids, because every kid in the fucking...
Of course it does. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, they were fucking clapping, laughing, and pointing and shit. I was looking back like, would I even get this when I was a kid? Because I don't know. This kind of...
No, you wouldn't, like, no, because kids are getting dumber by the year.
But that was like, then again, I was watching Power Rangers when I was a kid, and that's pretty fucking horrible. And
hey! Power Rangers is kind of schlocky, but it's fun.
Power Rangers is shit, dude. What the fuck is wrong with you? The fuck is wrong with you?
It's a classic of the 90s. Don't you knock it.
Yeah, the animation and Spider-Man, all that shit looked like shit, too. So I was like, yeah. I guess these kids is bad animated shit or whatever for some reason. Because I was like, man, a lot of that shit was bad, too, back then. But I don't know, just, animation films, I don't know, they feel like they've had a step up in genre as far as, like, dialogue and shit. Like, this one was just, oh my god, this one was horrible. This is a Cat in the Hat level.
Yeah, I mean, this is the bottom of the barrel bad, making me realize, man, I really can't wait for Frozen in 3 weeks, because Disney's got to come in here and kick this off to the curb.
Yeah,
And it also made me realize, wow, at least last year we had Rise of the Guardians.
Yeah. I hope this does not make nowhere near as much as Rise of the Guardians. Free Birds 2.
Yeah, Free Birds 2. Time to destroy Christmas. I mean,
yeah, there's a bird in here, Amy Poehler, hooks up with Owen Wilson's character. Excuse me.
Okay, was it just me, or was Owen Wilson's character an anorexic turkey?
Yeah, because everybody else had, like, meat. And I guess it's because he wasn't eating, because at the beginning he was like, stop eating, they're fattening and stuff, whatever. So I guess that was a reason why. I don't know. He wasn't eating and shit like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's...
The movie, I guess for his audience, it's doing nothing wrong, but for me, it's doing every goddamn thing wrong.
But here's my argument to that. Like, it's like, oh, well, it's doing it for its audience. But it's like, yeah, but you know what? Kids films, all kids films this year and most of the ones last year, they have done a good job of managing to appease to both adults and children. That line has been established that you can do that now, and this film just didn't do it, so it's not getting a pass for me on that factor.
It felt like they just made the film just to make it out of nowhere. I think this movie's been sitting on shelves, honestly.
I get that feeling, too. You can get that feeling from just looking at it, that it's been sitting on a shelf since 2009.
Yeah, and they realized that there wasn't no animation films coming out for like a month, whatever, and Thanksgiving is coming. It's like, hey, the studio was like, hey, we got a turkey movie
that we were going to release 3 years ago, direct to DVD, but somehow someone who was alive said it wasn't a good idea. But he's dead now, so let's just release it wide.
Yeah, let's release it when only we got like two movies that are wide release, and then one that's coming out is going to be huge next year, next week, but it's only one of them. So we know we could have some lingering power because the next 2 weeks is only one big movie coming out. So we'll linger around, see how that does or whatever, and we'll just make our money back that way.
Right. We have to deal with the guy with the hammer. There's nothing coming out the next week, right? Well, there's a girl with a bow.
Yeah.
That's not going to do shit.
Yeah, exactly. So that's only going to knock us down on one peg over there. So it's like, I mean, for them, that's probably a good business move, because it's like, look, we know we're not going to be number one. So let's not compete with them, but we know we can have some lingering power and keep our number three spot, number four, number five, whatever, because, like you just said, that dude with the hammer comes out. Oh, but who else is coming out with him? Nobody. The next week after that, that chick with the bow and arrow is coming out. Oh, but who's coming out with that? Nobody. So we could probably...
Freeburg and Seltzer, but nobody really gives a shit about them anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Plus, they're limited release, so ain't nobody worried about that.
Yeah, exactly. What comes out the week after that? Well, that's when Disney tries to get their Thanksgiving movie out every year. Okay, so we got at least 3 weeks that we can try to make money.
Yeah, then once we make it at number 10, we can still bring in like a million or two, and then we'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll be safe. So
we'll be safe. We'll make 60 million. We'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm giving this a fuck it.
I'm right there with you. I'm giving this a fuck it. It's a strong fuck it. I mean, first of all, when a movie is like, oh, we don't have to eat turkeys anymore on Thanksgiving, we can eat pizza. I was like, yeah, well, I'm going to go stuff my turkey extra fat this year.
Fucking grill that motherfucker.
I'm going to bake that motherfucker all day with all the stuffing I want in it, and I'm going to eat each leg like a goddamn cannibal after this movie.
I'm going to smoke that son of a bitch so bad, whatever. He's going to be succulent and juicy. Whatever. I mean, honestly, the plot of the whole ending Thanksgiving thing, whatever, I felt like that never even got resolved, honestly. I mean, it's come to a point where obviously humans can't understand the turkeys, but yet at the end of the film, it felt like they did when they were shaking hands and
shit. For my family's two turkeys, I'm going to sear the names Reggie and Jake into them.
Yeah, I was going to put Reggie in mine. I'm going to say Reggie. Reggie tastes so succulent with his cranberry sauce.
You and cranberry. You and cranberries.
Yeah, that's why cranberry always comes around. You you gotta understand, like, that Cranberry always comes full circle.
Oh God! All right, good night, everyone. God, I'm hungry now.
You get that? Cranberry always comes full circle.
Good night, everyone. I'm going to eat a turkey.
Later.
I will get those birds.
Every last one of them.
Enemy approaching.
You must follow me blindly.
For the flock!
What's your plan for getting in?
I'm going to use my incredibly toned pecs and buttocks to throw you over the wall. Go!